The California Water Institute at Fresno State continues to help all of us to better understand water issues. Today, we learn about an interesting turn of events for one Valley community when it comes to groundwater.
Good morning, and welcome to Weekly Water Insights, where we dive into the stories, challenges, and solutions shaping California's water future. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're exploring how a declining of groundwater levels, a sharp eye, and a bold partnership transformed water access in a small Central Valley town. In the heart of California's drought-prone San Joaquin Valley lies Oakeyville, a rural community that depends entirely on groundwater for drinking, cooking, and daily life. Like many communities across the valley, Oakeyville has struggled with an unreliable water supply and poor water quality. But in 2015, a local observation sparked a remarkable turnaround. Paul Boyer, who at the time was a project manager at Self Help Enterprises, noticed something strange. Residents on the south side of Oakeyville had better water levels and cleaner water than their neighbors to the north. Curious, he teamed up with Aaron Fukuda, general manager of the Tulare Irrigation District, to investigate. What they discovered was both unexpected and inspiring. A recharge basin built in 1950s had been silently replenishing part of the area's aquifer for decades. That discovery lit a fuse for innovation. Fast forward to today, and what began as a historical curiosity has become the Oakeyville Recharge Basin Project, a modern 20-acre facility that represents what's possible when unlikely partners work together. Farmers, water managers, and a nonprofit join forces to build a system that not only increases groundwater recharge, but also improves the quality of life for the entire community. This new basin is designed to capture and store up to 1,400 acre-feet of water in wet years, enough to fill over 700 Olympic-sized swimming pools. On average, it will return about 630 acre-feet to the aquifer every year. That's a big deal in a region where every drop counts. But this project is more than just numbers. Its location was carefully chosen so that high-quality Sierra Nevada surface water would flow naturally underground towards Oakeyville's drinking water wells. That means cleaner, more reliable groundwater for residents who have too often gone without. The Tulare Irrigation District is also leading a robust monitoring program to track both water levels and water quality improvements over time. This data-driven approach not only ensures accountability, but will also help guide future projects in other rural communities. The Oakeyville Recharge Basin Project is a shining example of what's possible when collaboration drives innovation. It's not just about moving water. It's about restoring equity, building resilience, and proving that even small communities can benefit from big ideas. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.